from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's your Now in the News update. O.J. Simpson is in custody in Florida and will soon return to Las Vegas to face allegations that he has violated the terms of his release on bail. Prosecutors say that Simpson's alleged no-no is that he called one of his co-defendants to express his frustration. Simpson has been out on bail pending his upcoming trial on kidnapping and robbery charges. The former football star goes before a judge on that bail violation matter coming up next Wednesday. A disgraced athlete begged a judge not to send her to prison, but the judge said even famous athletes must face consequences when they break the law. He sentenced Olympic track superstar Marion Jones to 6 months in prison, 2 years of probation, and community service. It's for Jones's lying about using steroids and for her involvement in a check fraud scam. Through her attorney, Jones says that she wants to start serving her sentence immediately. A grim turn in the search for a missing pregnant Marine. The sheriff in Onslow County, North Carolina, stunned a news conference today announcing that Lance Corporal Maria Lauterbach is dead and believed buried in a wooded residential area. Investigators are now looking for her body and also for a fellow Marine Corporal Cesar Lorien, who Lauterbach had accused of sexual assault. Just days after a recent confrontation between Iranian gunboats and U.S. Navy ships in the Persian Gulf, U.S. Navy officials are now telling CNN that there have been two other similar incidents in recent weeks. Officials say that they happened back in December. One involved warning shots being fired. Meanwhile, regarding Sunday's confrontation, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff now says that it shows how Iran really poses a real threat and how the U.S. is ready to meet it. City officials in Los Angeles are now touting a decrease in gang-related killings, down more than 26% last year to 216. Much of the credit is going to a special task force made up of Los Angeles police, the FBI, and other agencies who work together in a crackdown on gang activity there. Overall, gang crime in Los Angeles has declined last year, down 4% from 2006. That you are now up to date. CNN is always your place to turn for the latest headlines, whether you're watching online, watching on TV, or watching on your cell phone. Thanks for watching.